In Parshat Ekev, we come across the mitzvah of Birkat HaMazon, Perek Chet, Pasuk Yud, V'achalta v'savata v'racht et Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova asher natan lach. And for this is the Gemara in Brochot, Taf Memchet and Mebet, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbonon, speaks about the order of the Brochot in Birkat HaMazon. Say the Birkat HaMazon, Kachu. The order of the Birkat HaMazon, this is it. Bracha Rishona is Birkat HaZan. Sustaining. Shniyah is Birkat HaAretz, Bracha on the land, which you'll see means the land of Israel. Shlishit, Bonei Yerushalayim. He builds Jerusalem, the Beit HaMikdash. Reviyit is Birchat HaTova Meitiv, which we won't discuss, but that's not a bracha midoraita from the Torah, it's a bracha midorabanan. So we have Birchat HaZan, HaMazon, the HaZan is the first, the second Birchat HaAretz, and the third one is Bonei Yerushalayim. So a lot of the Farshim speak about it. I think that it gives a concise explanation. I'd like to paraphrase Rav Hirsch on the Parsha. He clearly explains the order of Birkat HaMazon. It's no more mere formal giving thanks for the meal that we have eaten, but it is rather the fact that Hashem alone we have to thank Him for our existence. Hence, our Birkat HaMazon consists of four brachot, which together comprise all the factors out of which the concept Jew, in quotation marks, forms itself. Number one, Birkat HaZan. Every piece of bread eaten is to be regarded as given by His goodness, Hazanat Olam Kulo, B'tuvo, B'chein, V'chesed Rachamim. The second bracha, titled Birchat HaAretz, is singling in on the Jews. The mission of the Jewish people is still in a special relationship to Hashem, a relationship which Hashem has proved by promising and giving the land of Israel to the Jews for all time, the special historical position of Israel on earth. Number three is Bonei Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, the summit, as Hirsch explains, of which formed the place of the sanctuary of the Torah. That's what it represents. And for the people of Hashem, that they congregate about Hashem and His Torah as their ruling and instructing center. So according to Hirsch, we have, first it's a general, Hazonat Olam Kulo, Birchat HaZan. Then you have Birchat HaAretz, the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Jews. And the Bonei Yerushalayim, the third bracha, goes to Yerushalayim. That is the epicenter of course, of the Shechinah and the relationship of Kodesh Baruch and Klal Yisrael with the Torah. And there's another Gemara that I'd like to go on to. That's Gemara Brachot Avchav Aleph Amar Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says basically, Leman no Birchat HaTorah. And as we come more or less to a conclusion, and this is important to understand, to take as a given, as a basis, there are two brachot that are brachot midoraita, min haTorah. One is Birchat HaTorah, and the other one is Birchat HaMazon. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lamadnu Birchat HaTorah lachareha, min Birchat HaMazon, mikal v'chomer, or Birchat HaMazon lefneha, min Birchat HaTorah, mikal v'chomer. The important thing is, it seems to be a conclusion that Birkat HaMazon is something we give a bracha after we eat, following eating and being satiated. And Birkat HaTorah is a bracha that's recited prior to studying the Torah, prior to sitting and learning. And the Meshech Chochma, like many others, asks the question, why Birkat HaMazon is after eating and Birkat HaTorah is before? And listen to his answer of the Meshech Chochma. A person who eats and is satiated is liable to use the Hebrew word bo'et, is to kick, to disregard the person who gave him the food. With a, you know, what have you done for me lately? I have short-term memory loss. Therefore, the halacha is ve'achalta ve'savata uve'irachta. As soon as you finish eating, you should bench right away. In fact, the Rav was very machpid on that. You finished eating, don't sit and schmooze for an hour around the table. Bench, and then schmooze. V'achalta v'savata uveirachta. The mitzvah is following eating, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says the Meshech Chochma, the study of Torah, the person might begin the study for personal advantages, for personal reasons. He wants to get smicha. I remember in the yeshiva, there were a couple of Talmidim, too many perhaps, that studied in the smicha program. And what was the reason for the studying? They wanted to make the parents or the grandparents happy that they got smicha. And they had no interest in using the smicha. Not even any interest in learning at all. So the Meshech Chochma says he must immediately announce before he starts learning, Ki HaTorah hi chayenu v'orichemenu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu graciously put into the souls of the Jewish people that atzilut, the nobility of Chochmato Yitbarach, of the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch, which is found in the Torah. And therefore, that is before you sit and learn, you should know what is the direction, what's the derech that you're going in. I would like to conclude with a final thought of Rabbeinu Bachaya. Rabbeinu Bachaya talks about Birkat HaMazon, because he's talking on this week's Parsha, V'chalta v'savata v'rachta, but there's no question his thoughts can be applied also to, as the Gemara there in Brachot Dav Chaf Aleph compares Birchat HaTorah, Birchat HaMazon, be it one before, one after. And he writes like this, al derech ha-pshat, kevan shu yitbarach mikor ha-bracha v'kol ha-brachot mishtalshalot mimenu. And as he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all of the brachot. Everything originates from him. And kol hanimtzaim hamevarchim oto, everybody, all creatures, go ahead and you bless with your brachot. Everybody bless you. Okay? Ain't call brachotem kedaila. What he needs, Gereshon needs my bracha. His felt toysef, his bracha is missing something. Then came in yivarcho kol ayon the kol alayla. We're going to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu day and night. My yidrabe bekach. What's he going to get from this? What is he going to derive from that? The is ain toelis. There's no purpose to elaborate. Only for us. Go into detail of brachot for us, for the human being. Ki kol hamivorech al ma shenene, whoever makes a brach on that which he enjoys, be it anything lechara, but for sure to zero in on v'achalta v'savata v'irachta, the food, the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah Yerushalayim Shibaneh B'meir B'yameinu. and of course Talmud Torah itself. He called him Avarecha Masha Nene, who may eat. He's testifying on Hashkocha Shehu Yitalamam Tzi Mazon Lashvelim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything that what we attain, it comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu to us, the simple people. You sit and bench, say Birkat HaMazon, think about the importance of Birkat HaMazon. You're going to make the Birkat HaTorah before you start a day of learning Torah. Think of its importance, of those blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and if we should use them, as Hirsch calls, in the focus of what a Jew's responsibility is to himself, to Klal Yisrael, to the entire world. Amen.